and exercise. Fast food addiction has been characterized as public enemy number one. Sugar has a significant impact on fat cells. Hidden costs of obesity. In movie theaters and workplaces, and on airplanes and public transportation, the costs of obesity affect each of us. It's not just an individual's burden any longer. Society as a whole shoulders it. Those little scooters at Walmart, ostensibly provided to accommodate the handicapped, are more and more often populated by the overweight. And the number of scooters is increasing rapidly. In true American capitalist fashion, the cost of these vehicles is passed along not just to their users, but to all of us. Airlines charge overweight passengers for double seating, with the increased cost also affecting the entire population. Otherwise perfectly capable potential employees are routinely rejected due to their body size, while overweight children endure bullying and taunting in classrooms and playgrounds worldwide. The psychological effects of such harassment are often devastating. Obesity affects us as a community. It seems to also stem from the community, or rather, what the community allows and perpetuates. Obesity, the numbers. The figures are varied and menacing. Newsweek magazine opened eyes in 2001 when it reported that an estimated 6 million American children were obese. Barely a decade later, that estimate has now tripled. Despite efforts, frequently misguided, to address this tragedy, Americans continue to gain weight with abandon. Along with this comes a skyrocketing proliferation of obesity-related illnesses, such as type 2 diabetes, hypertension, blood disorders, and cardiovascular disease. Other obesity-related problems, such as kidney and liver disease, orthopedic problems, gallstones, sleep disorders, and even depression and other psychological problems, have seen alarming increases in both prevalence and severity. Perhaps the most alarming aspect of this epidemic is that it has mostly occurred only over the past 30 years. For example, for people who had been diagnosed with diabetes, the disease was listed as an official cause of death in 40% of cases. 20 years ago, it was only 13%. Additionally, obesity causes immeasurable losses in workplace productivity, putting a massive strain on individuals as well as on labor and the medical and insurance industries. Learn behavior or a choice. For decades, even centuries, obesity has been attributed to the slothfulness of the obese individual. For the 45% who are normal weight, it's been easy, even acceptable, to look down on the 55% who are obese and to blame their weight on a lack of self-discipline, weakness, or laziness. However, considering the mushrooming number of children who are clinically obese as early as age 5, that assumption requires serious rethinking. A recent alarming study reveals that even 6-month-old babies are showing increasing signs of obesity. Domesticated animals have also begun to show disturbing signs of weight gain. Since animals and such young children are not capable of making choices about their food intake, it's clear that obesity has major causes beyond choice. More important factors are the type of food that is provided and how it is provided. Portion sizes at restaurants are often quite large, whereas while cooking at home, one can control both the portion size as well as how it is prepared.